The hiatus feed for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder marches on. Tonight, we bring back Deadlands, Session Number 6, Part 1, for your listening pleasure. We received some recent love on the iTunes Store from a listener who really likes Nick's Hunter the Vigil game, and we want to thank you for your positive feedback. There are more of the Hunter games. I didn't record them personally, as I didn't get a chance to play in them, but others in the group did record them. They're in my editing queue, and I will post them to the feed as I'm able. Speaking of feedback, our email address is still live at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, and we always appreciate reviews on iTunes. For now, saddle up for another Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast.
Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Good evening.
Richard has successfully rebooted.
I'm not sure. No, I really am not. My computer's being very slow in responding to stuff on the fantasy grounds.
Ah, nothing running in the background?
Nope. Nothing that I can see, anyway.
Has your computer been trolling the gutters, picked up some nasty virus?
I don't think so.
So, going through this Knuckle Duster Cowtown creator book that I picked up a few weeks ago, yeah, there were some things that completely didn't know about. Like, why dance halls were very common in a lot of towns.
Yeah,
they are, bargain basement whorehouses.
Yeah, I figured that was the reason also.
You didn't know that? Think...
No,
human
no,
nature hasn't changed.
What else are you going to do out in the West with nothing else around?
Pretty much.
The same thing I do in New York with not much else.
Apparently the dance houses had legitimate uses. People did pay for dancing, as it was a big form of entertainment back then. But then they had the private dances.
Ah, that's
so
nice
basically
to see
there were sort of taxi dancers.
You pay for a private box in a and an interlude with a dancer.
Stop came... right there. Private boxes.
I don't know what they would do in such.
So
things,
these people
please.
Were these people were termed box rustlers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That thing.
Cowtown Creator. Nice book on history you probably didn't need to know about in the Old West. Yeah.
I was lucky enough to get a free copy of that. A mate of mine wrote one of the sections.
Oh, which section?
The fudge section.
Oh, okay.
Say the section on box wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, grab a book called London Vice. Mm-hmm. Everything you need to know about the seedy underground of London from pre-Roman times up to the mid-60s.
Oh, and since then we've created whole new vices.
Yeah, but this is the only book I've seen that has a price chart that charts prostitute inflation through the ages.
That may come in useful for some game.
Oh,
so you're still being moved over to England, right? It does. Sorry,
I do need to get around to shutting down all the drinking halls and whorehouses.
Oh, that's going to make it popular.
Yeah, well, I'm not elected. What do I care? Oh, I got a sudden heart attack, too. Damn it! Well.
Yeah, rolling on charts prematurely, I see. Has everyone had a chance to update their characters? As we gave out enough experience last time to...
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, Pete wasn't here last time. Pete, you do still get the experience, as I'm keeping everyone at the same level.
Yep. Richard, let me know.
Okay, good.
And I also listen to the podcast.
I'm waiting to collect a backlog before I start putting them up on a feed. So fair I enough. Guess you got that from Jameis.
No, I got that from Richard.
Richard. Okay.
Unless
no,
it
I've
was
been recording
it.
Backup.
No. Okay. Always good to have.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just in case.
All right. So recap from last time. After our newly elected sheriff killed everyone in town, thinking it was the best way to pacify the town, we... No. All right, someone want to do a recap for Benny?
I can, unless someone...
Come on, you keep having it. Someone else take a shot. Come on.
But I roll so many ones.
But we keep hearing it from Gideon Vision. We need to hear it from...
This is only our, sixth session, so that's 5 recaps. I know that me, Pete, and Nick have done one, so there's... Possibly two
done
other
three.
People who haven't. You've done 3, so that's all. Yeah. So that's yeah.
I think the Chinaman and the killer has done one.
Only had to shoot 4 people in the day that's passed.
So yeah. should we hear a woman's viewpoint on the last excursion?
No. Nope.
How about Seamus? We hear the Canadian viewpoint?
One who self-proclaimed no taking of notes person.
Yes, exactly. I don't take notes. So.
There we go. That's what's eating my battery.
Well, we could do another tournament. I could do with a tournament.
Let's get the Asiatic viewpoint going. Go for it, Richard.
Sure. Okay. Nothing really happened. We went out to find out where the ghouls were hiding. And trekked off for, it was almost, well, it was about 6 to 8 hours of traveling by a horse to find a cliffside. And in the cliffside was a bunch of buildings which were built into the cliffside. After looking around and determining, we worked out that this is where it appeared the ghouls were staying, because there was a passage in the back of one of the houses deeper into the cliffs. Luke went in and had a look around while there wasn't any light, and then he came out and said, well, I couldn't really see
anything. Look around.
Exactly. Oh, I couldn't really see anything. Threw a stone, and I heard some water go splosh. Gideon came up and cast light, and we all went inside, and then we saw about 60 or so ghouls hanging from the ceiling. So it appears we had found their lair, and then we left, and some beavers seemed to be following us out. Giant 10-foot beavers with horrible, horrible teeth.
You never saw them.
I did. I looked through the telescope after you did.
Yeah, but you didn't see any.
Well, I believe that there's some beavers there anyway, because Luke told me, and he would never lie. So it seemed that the ghouls were using the beavers as natural guards. So then we went back to town, and...
Well, unnatural guards.
One or other. Gideon made some speechifying in the 2 saloons, saying, hey, we're going out tomorrow to murder us some rabid Indians. If you want to be sheriff, you should join up, because that's the sort of thing you might be doing if you're the sheriff. And he got some people who were interested in it. Gang, I don't appear to have noted down their names for some reason.
Jasper Jones, he's a rough-looking possible ranger. He has also been extraordinarily helpful. And we have Jebediah Sneed, who was the foreman for Washington.
Was Jasper the one who was also part-time in charge of Reds?
He was the GM of Reds, yes. And possibly a Texas Ranger.
Yes, possibly. Although we pretty much confirmed that guy.
Have found the names. Jebediah Sneed, people have accidents around on his, he was one of the foremen for the railroad, and people seem to have accidents on there. I don't know whether that's because he's arranging for people who are up and coming, or whether he pushes them too hard or whatever. Terry O'Gillicuddy, mixed race. I haven't noted anything down about him.
He was a brawler. He was
Harvey. Was he the drunk?
No, that's Harvey McMurty, who was thrown out of Reds.
Oh, yeah, he's scrapper.
He was the scrap. I don't know what. Oh, Terry O'Gillicuddy was the Luke's man, was our explorer's guy.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't. Yeah, he was not a possible candidate for sheriff.
He didn't volunteer himself to be a candidate for sheriff.
And then we have a Mexican called Santiago de la Hara, who's coming out, which I don't think anybody knows anything about it, because I don't think Zane told us, hey, this is the guy who's trying to assassinate our mayor. So, that'll be fun.
Well, he wasn't necessarily trying to assassinate anyone. It just appeared he was, but it doesn't mean he was.
He just took a sniper.
Yeah, I took my gun out because it likes the air.
Just because a man with a high-powered rifle is on a rooftop doesn't mean a thing.
That's right.
Yeah, sometimes just you because have to let Betsy breathe.
When you're lying down on a roof, you want to take your gun out so it doesn't get in the way. Perfectly reasonable.
And the fact that he was looking down the sight was obviously because he just wanted a better look at the
He wasn't
mayor.
Using
the
sight.
I know he wasn't using
his spyglass.
Now if the spyglass had been attached to the rifle, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yes. So those were the people who were kind of up for sheriff. Also in the evening, Gideon Stewart and Luke and Kurtz, Sheik Kurtz, I believe his name is, the son of the local merchant, have hammered out the bits and pieces for their politicking for running for mayor. The next morning, we set out to try and go back to the cliff face to get rid of all of the ghouls. And partway there, we were ambushed by a rattler. Giant underground worm, I guess. Like the Tremors worms. Where it ran as fast as we could.
Or you could go with this source material, also known as Doom. Because we're in the Moyadib. I'm the Moyadib.
And I believe Shira showed herself to be an excellent horsewoman.
Sarah did, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
And then we arrived at the cliffs, and that was pretty much where we ended up debating how we're going to deal with these things.
All right, fair enough. And did it looks like everybody received the picture of the cliff dwelling again?
We did. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Sounds good. And to get Pete there, what'll happen is that, guys, once you've settled into the base of the cliff there and you've started discussing plans and you've taken note of the shrub brushes that might be used to start a fire, that was one of the conjectures on last time, there is a dust cloud coming up in the distance, smallish.
Oh, and, that thing, again.
Is it following us?
Actually, this time it seems to be coming right at you. Little bit in the distance. It seems to be much smaller, though.
Oh, Luke, spyglass.
Is that, what is that? Is that the rattler, or?
Look through your spyglass and work it out.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want you to get scared.
Luke, stop being a
sissy. Oh, no. Not so much that. It's just that, is that something, you know what it is, and I just haven't been paying attention, or?
It might be the rattler. We don't know. Look,
no, I don't think it is. Rattlers travel below ground. It wouldn't make many logic sense.
I said we saw the dust cloud yesterday, but we never actually got to see what it was. So.
Yeah, we never. It always was too far away.
Well, let's see if it's any closer. Think.
Look at it!
Okay, well, this time it's actually a single rider on horseback, and your friend Zane apparently has pulled himself out of sheriffing duties and was able to follow behind you.
Shoot him! Shoot him now!
Go!
Zane, you are slightly delayed as you had rounded up a good baker's dozen of men the night before, causing problems in the town, and you ran out of space in your jail cell, so you had to improvise some stocks, and
well, that took four people to get the point across.
Yeah.
Good Lord, Zane!
So even a little old grandma stuck out in the stocks because she spat in the street.
Hey, that's not why I hired you as sheriff. Oh, wait,
I am the law.
Yeah, you get way more money than I do. I don't know what I'm saying. Not like I'm the boss around here. Yeah. Anyways, Zane. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Also,
I see you're speaking in tongues again.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think that we should just... I like the fire plan where we just try to... We set up a bunch of scrub brush against the gorge, light it on fire, then do the windstorm and see if we can't kill all these things.
And just to set the scene for you tactically, remember, as I had said earlier, early in the day, the sun is actually behind the cliff facing, so it's actually in the shadow right now. So there's no direct sunlight on the cliff wall at present.
And is the sun rising or setting?
Oh, it is rising. You got here in the morning.
Right, so we could wait a couple of hours and it would be. If we needed to, would be shining down towards it, if we needed to.
I think it's just a vert. We could. I just want to kill me some ghouls.
I had a couple of other thoughts.
Oh, good. Thank God. Someone had a thought.
It does not necessarily good thoughts. I may be of less use to you than previously thought.
Oh?
The cliff face was... When we looked at the holes in the climbing, the people had significantly longer arms than I did. It is possible that these creatures have a longer reach than we do, which would mean that, close in fighting would be more difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
But if you're using your psi, would that not give you the equivalent length?
Not really. It is. We will find out. It is just a thought that's impossible.
Do
you have one of those hunky chains with a blade at one end and a weight on the other?
I
We're going to be in cave fighting. I think that's such a good idea. Okay.
We seem to bring along a rope ladder.
Yeah, we did. But...
While okay. you guys are discussing, Santiago.
The first thing we'll do is set up a ladder so we can get up into the cliff easier.
What is Santiago doing? Shooting me in the back?
No. He's pulled out a bag of tobacco and he's rolling up cigarettes and passing them out to your other group of guys that are just kind of standing off to the side waiting to see what you're wanting to do. Because remember, they all think they're here to clear out some rabid Indians.
Have you told them about the ghouls yet?
In vague terms, yes.
Diseased Indian.
Which is the truth. They are, in fact, diseased Indians who have cannibalistic instincts. And they're going to wig the hell out when we push
it. So how hard is it to lug brush and dead brush and stuff up into the cavern where the ghouls are hanging from the ceiling?
We got more than enough rope. We can lug it in. The issue is it going to have an effect? And the reason why I'm concerned, here's my major concern. My major concern is that they're going to flee rather than attack. Because if they do that, they can get over the gorge. And all we can do is go, well, damn. I mean, we got nothing. So I'm...
Could you not create a barrier so that they could not escape from the other side?
Would not guarantee I can. Because...
Not guarantee anything about this plan.
My powers come from the Lord, and he chooses as he chooses whether or not he wishes to aid me. And if I ask for something that is too much, or that he feels is not appropriate, he can deny me. I have no powers. I just have, his ear in a word.
Why not use fire as a barrier?
Because fire. I think the point was we could not get to the other side.
Yeah, we can't get to the other
side. We didn't see another side. We don't even know there is another side. Well, geologically, there must be another side, but we couldn't see it.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yes,
so.
We did see another side.
You have the fire. How wide is this cavern?
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, the thing was they found the crevice and then they tossed the light as far as they could to the other side and it didn't reach, didn't illuminate the other side.
Yeah,
so.
No. How wide? Not how deep. How deep does it go? How wide is it?
No, that's what I'm saying. They tossed it across and the light did not reach the other side, the other bank.
Yeah.
It did not illuminate it.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't do that. We just held our light up.
Oh, you just held it. Yeah.
We threw it to the ceiling and it fell down.
Yeah.
Didn't it fall through a crack in the floor or something and down below was where the beavers were?
The big rift.
Look, I think simple is good. We just set the fire, hope the beavers don't come up, do the windstorm, and start shooting ghouls. Yes.
While they're talking, I'm going to get the guys to sort out the rope ladder.
Did anyone bring a bow and arrow?
Yes, I did, in fact, purchase one.
Well, possibly someone should set up with us a bunch of flaming arrows. Maybe if some start flying or bunch together, we can catch more than one on fire at a time.
I was thinking, I do not know if you have anything. Richard doesn't know how to explain it properly apart from just saying, hey, a balloon filled with oil attached to an arrow that we shoot up there and somebody shoots the balloon when it reaches the top. So that it splatters over a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
the only thing I can think of that we would have would be our water canteens, unless somebody can think of something else that we would actually have there.
I mean, we could, I don't know.
Your posse is putting together a rope ladder under Luke's instruction there.
Good for them.
How high up off the ground are the ghouls?
Far as a man
yards,
could throw.
I believe.
Yeah.
That was 60, something like that.
Yeah.
So 180 feet above.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What I would prefer to do is kind of do a modified version of what you were speaking of earlier, Zane. Basically, where we try to draw their attention and basically retreat through the cavern. That way we can get them out and in a section where they're only coming at us a few at a time, rather than fighting down in the cave. That is what I would prefer. I'm just concerned that they're going to run rather than fight. But if they run...
We are easy meat. There is many of them and few of us. We know their tactics to eat.
Yeah, but we have metal, and we know they stay away from people who have metal. I don't know.
They stayed away from large concentrations, not necessarily small amounts that people are taking.
Yeah, we don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying they could. However, if they retreat, I don't see a way we got stopped. So the two plans I really see here that are viable are we try to basically gun them down while they're up top. We set the fire, like Zane said. We try to gun them down while they're up top. Or we try to take a few actions to get their attention, flee through the corridor, and then face them on the outside. Now, tactically, the oil makes sense, but it's not a strategic move. That doesn't change whether or not we fight them down in the cave or up top. That's our first decision.
So if we can draw them into a cul-de-sac, could you blow the back end out and trap them?
No.
Don't have enough time to do that or enough.
I don't see us being good.
How long was the passageway from the outside down to the cavern?
God. Bert?
Oh, from the passageways down into the cavern? I think anyone counted, but it took a good 10 minutes to walk down.
Well, then not a viable plan. So we face them downstairs because we can't retreat faster than they can attack. At a latch ditch effort, we retreat into that cave where they can only come at us a few at a time.
What cave?
The passage. We retreat into the passageway as the last ditch maneuver, but. I mean, I just don't like being trapped like that, because if they swarm us, we might be screwed. But, I mean, I don't know how much a freedom of maneuver will really help us. The issue is we know so little about this, but we have to make decisions here. So
we could always wait until they come out at night.
We could. I would prefer not to do that.
Okay.
I think we'd be at a real disadvantage waiting for them to come out at night.
So... I say we set the fire along the edge of the crevice in a few locations. I mean, depending upon how much it would take. And then we, Zane and I do our windstorm thing, and then we try to gun down as many as possible.
It might be that killing many of them will disrupt them and make them easier for others to pick off should they survive.
Could mean that.
A body dies without the head.
Indeed it does. So, yeah, because none of us are marksmen with an arrow, and I do not think we have the, we could set up a couple traps with the oil, and the fire, just in case we need to do it, but, which would make good sense. Have a backup plan, have a section of the passageway where we have some oil, so we can just set fire to it as we go by to keep them from charging. But, yeah, I say we just go in there. And we do what we do. Yes, that would be excellent. We appreciate your advice from the future, Luke.
One of Jasper comes up to you as all these plans are being made. Your rope ladders are pretty much all during your conversation time have been put together. And Jasper comes by and says, "So, going into a cave, right?
Yep.
What are we going to do for light, partner?
We got these lanterns.
Uh-huh. Who's going to be holding them? Who's going to be shooting?
We're going to be having them set by at certain locations. And then, let's see. Mr. Harvey will definitely be holding one.
I can hold one, as I will not be.
Yeah.
Remember, Harvey was the foolhardy one that went after the big desert worm.
I would rather everybody that can fight if the number of ghouls in there is many as you say.
We're going to have people holding lanterns. I mean, people...
Why do we need people holding lanterns?
Because we want them... we want them to come to us. And B, we want to be able to see them when they're upon us.
Might place torches along.
Well, that's what I said. But at the same time, if they get smashed in the fight, having a couple guys with lanterns as backup would serve us well. They have pistols in one hand and lanterns in the other.
Why do you not... give us your light if things go that way, because that cannot be removed.
Right, but my light will not last, and it'll last for the battle. I can do that. Yeah, I can cast some light. I will. That's a better plan. Thank you. I will cast some light on some weapons, and that is what we will do. I will lay out the plan. for Jebediah, or for Jasper, I'm sorry.
All the guys kind of gather around when you're saying this.
Mm-hmm. If we're all agreed, real quick. Are we all agreed? Just, we're gonna...
I'm still not quite getting a picture of how the cavern is in my head, but go on.
Yeah, well, basically, you and Zane and I will pull crowd control. The rest of you will be firing in there. Zane and I can do, have been blessed by the Lord, and we can do certain acts, and we will strive to do so, so that we can...
So is the cavern such that, like, we, from that picture, we would be coming in from the left?
Yes.
And the, mm-hmm. and the cavern's split in the middle by this large ravine?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Each square there is about 5 yards.
So how wide is it from the top of the picture down to the bottom of the picture? I'm assuming it extends further either side.
11, about 55 yards.
Right, so that's why I was asking how wide was the cavern before, and everybody kept saying it goes on forever.
It's about, 55 to 60 yards. The thing is, your light didn't illuminate the far bank, so at this point you guys don't even know where that is.
Yeah, not so much how deep it goes into it, but the width of the cavern, not the depth.
Right, but once again, the light did not penetrate to the other side of the cavern, so you haven't even seen that other ledge. So you really don't know how far it is across.
We don't know how, on this, where my image is, we don't know how much further it goes up that way or down that way.
To
we
me, don't know what to where my character is, to where Luke is, that distance, the width of the, of how long our ledge runs, not the width of the ravine.
Oh, I get you. Actually, what you see in the picture there is, and since you were able to pace back and forth, that is the extent of it. The rest of it is just the downfall. So basically you've got these two islands jutting up and everything else is the crevice. So like there is no other, there is no edge or further distance here, and there is no further distance here.
And where are the ghouls hanging?
They're up top. They're hanging on the ceiling.
Above the ravine, over the other side.
Just all over the ceiling.
We didn't get,
all over? Okay.
Yeah, we did not. We did not stop and do a survey. We ran.
No, I was just trying to get a picture about.
So we don't know. I mean, I figure you and I cast Windstorm at the deepest concentrations to try to, so that they can't move, and the others just gun down anything else. Because, as a last ditch effort, we retreat into the, passageway, and we try to, form a firing line. Yep.
Okay, where do you want me?
At the very back.
Okay.
Making sure that nobody sneaks up on us, take a shotgun, stuff starts sneaking up on us, we'll give a holler, everybody else, part of the firing line.
Long range for everything.
Yeah, everybody make sure that you have cotton in your ears. That way you can't hear our screams as we tell you commands.
I should be using the Winchester.
Yeah, I mean,
that's only medium range for Winchester.
Yeah, but
exactly what I'm going to be using.
Yeah, that's what
I will actually need one more person with me to watch the back.
I could do that.
If they start pressing us, you obviously act as our. Okay. As our
Terry will volunteer. Terry is the one that was sent by Luke.
Good on you, Terry. By the way, the warp and humanity falls from Gideon's face, and he looks at Jebediah and Harvey. Says, now if any accident happens to befall any one of your counterparts here, y'all ain't gonna make it back. I want this to be absolutely clear.
Did you single him out to say this, or are you telling him this in front of everybody else?
I'm gathering Jasper, Jebediah, and Harvey over.
Okay.
Assuming you're talking to the group as a whole.
Yes, Zane will be with me.
As in you're not excluding anyone from that discussion. Everybody's gathered around at the moment anyway.
Okay,
drawing several people aside to talk, tell them this.
No, we can.
But you are pointing out that Jebediah will suffer your wrath if anyone.
No,
else
I'm
falls.
Pointing out that I'm pointing out to my three sheriff companions, all of the ones who are running for sheriff.
The Mexican's running for sheriff as well.
Oh, fair point. And
he's
the Mexican.
Running for deputy, actually.
And the Mexican, that if anyone happens to have a fatal case of lead exposure, that I will find out who did it, and they ain't coming back.
That was me. I wrote double one. Sorry.
Yeah,
Jasper speaks
Hang
up.
Hang on a minute.
We all are going to be in an enclosed cave, and there's going to be a lot of gunfire. Yeah. You know, nods to
accidents,
the large
accidents
group.
Happen.
Yes.
It's one thing for an accident. It's another thing for intention.
Yes. It's one thing for someone to get shot in the gluteus maximus. It's another one for someone to take a bullet hole to the head. If there's a fatal shot, I look at them all. I'm going to put someone down for it. I want y'all to understand that clear as day. Ain't no one going to have accidents here.
So how many of you have been believing the whole rubbish about degenerate Indians?
They all look at each other. they look back at you and just shake their heads like, it's like, well, seeing as all the Indians around here apart seem to be degenerate, figured it's got to be something more than that. Is Jebediah speaking up.
So how many of you have seen unnatural stuff out in the wilderness since the last 4 years?
Not including the worm rattler.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, I understand you saw something on the way here. That's an example of the sort of stuff we're going to be fighting today, but on a smaller scale.
They kind of all, once again, look at each other just for kind of confirmation, and basically everybody just nods their head.
All right. As long as there's an understanding that when we go in the cave and you see all these creatures clinging to the ceiling, you're not going to say, what the hell, this wasn't what I signed up for.
But they look very much like degenerate Indians. But, yeah, there are Indians who have started to consume the flesh of others. We've already gone over this. They have.
But they're actually, they may not necessarily all be Indians. It could be some white people amongst them.
No, they're all Indians.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm sure of many things. My blood brother would not lie to me. Rustling in cave.
Anyway, yes, these are unnatural creatures there, so don't assume you're dealing with decrepit, degenerate Indians.
Yeah, they're fast.
These are the sort of things you may need to defend the town against on occasion.
Yeah, which is why you're out here. Because if you run away from something like this, you ain't got no business being out here.
Well, many of the guys go back to their saddles and change up handguns for rifles and shotguns as well.
Yeah.
Particularly perceptive people might notice that Santiago has stuck a couple of sticks of dynamite into his...
Yeah, who hasn't got dynamite?
Oh, this is going to go so poorly. All right.
That's for lightning and throwing. As long as you don't do what happened in a Call of Cthulhu game I was running. One person panicked, dropped a box of dynamite at the feet of the rest of the group and went running. Somebody else lit dynamite, threw it at the Dark Young that was directly in front of him. Critical fumbled.
Oh no.
Nice.
After making sure he understood that the box of dynamite was right there at his feet.
Nice.
Well, critical fumble is a critical fumble, you know.
So... Yeah, but it was also just not taking into consideration the fact that unless he really did a good shot, chances are it would land close enough to cause problems with the rest of the dynamite.
Yeah.
So,
I'm thinking on the, if we're running back out with ghouls chasing us, there are a couple of sticks behind us.
That's fine. As soon as we are into the cavern,
question, are we worrying about the reflective metal that you brought along?
No, I mean, we could wait till evening time and then, shine it up there, but I don't think it's worth it. So, we'll see. All right, I start going up there.
All right, well, you've got two rope ladders, and a couple of the guys had come up with a few railroad stakes, a nearby handy hammer. And so basically they're affixing the rope ladders to the side of the cliff. So you got a 20-foot climb.
Are we pulling dead brush in and setting it alight in some places inside the cavern as well? We're not worrying about that.
Yes, we are doing this.
We can also make use of the ladders, which were brittle as well.
All right, so we might as well start gathering dead brush and bundling it up to pull in.
You do that. It is done.
Sure. Okay, so you're basically all gearing up at the base of the adobe huts there, and got a bunch of shrub brush that you've brought up as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With the ladders, everybody, just pick me an athletics roll.
Strength or agility?
Sorry, agility. And failing is fine, but if you roll a 1,
Is that for climbing? Because climbing is a strength-based skill.
Sorry about that. I just have climbing.
Isn't it an unskilled thing if you don't have it, though? Or is it,
yeah, if you don't have the skill, if you don't have the skill, it is an unskilled role.
Yeah, and so if we're making agility rolls, should we be making unskilled rolls?
Strength.
Yeah.
There should be unskilled strength rolls if you don't have climbing.
Okay.
So rope is giving you a benefit. I just want to see if you
I critically failed and die. Thank you, I appreciate your help.
I'll make it if the rope gives me a plus two.
I'm just looking for one. If anybody actually rolls a one on
die. I rolled two ones.
Yeah, you critically. Right. Okay. So, Gideon, what happens is you're just overloaded, as you're coming up. You've got a load of, brush on you and, the rope just gives way, beneath you.
Yep. Gideon's a load. All right.
Yes. Let's see here. Just a second. 20 feet, huh? So I'm just going to do an oddity even here to see how far up you got. All right. So,
I'm considering whether or not I should chip this now.
Eight. All right. What's your toughness?
It's a 5.
Okay. Well, you're just going to end up being stunned for a bit.
Okay. I knew we shouldn't have bought it at Haunted Clouds for shit.
So, you get that catastrophe sorted out after a bit, and you get up there as well. You sustain some bruises to your pride, if nothing else.
Yep. How about we have a couple of people up the top, and we just tie the bundles up and pull them up?
That is what I was going to suggest.
As opposed to lugging them up the cliffside like this.
Which, right after Gideon's fall, ends up being the course of action.
And those who feel that they're not very good at climbing cannot be assisted the same way.
Yeah. Last time, what I had done was tied a rope around myself that was tied to the top, so I wouldn't have this problem. But this time, I was impatient. So
the Lord is punishing you for your impatience.
I know. Lack of prudence. Imprudence. All right. So, haul down the brush. Let's set fire. As soon as we're down there, we'll set up the lanterns, and then I will cast light on...
Let's backtrack just a bit. So you got all your brush together, and you guys are making the trek down, the 10-minute walk or so down the passage, to where the cavern are. The last time you were down here, one of the things you specifically did was try to smell for that, the smell that the Indians had told you about, that seemed to follow these creatures. The last time coming through here, you didn't smell it. This time, however, it's very strong in the passageway.
Hmm. Interesting.
Is it a tall passageway? If we look up, do we see the ceiling?
No, actually, it is not. It's a bit, taller, than probably the tallest person in the group, 7-foot ceilings.
All right. So they're not hiding on the ceiling. That's good.
Oh, how interesting. Okay. That's fine. Light is now a range of smarts rather than touch, which is fun.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I could look ahead, but I don't have any stealth, so.
So what is your smarts?
D6.
6. Okay, yeah. So,
6 yards.
6 inches, which is 12 yards. Yeah. So you can get a little bit over 2 squares of light.
No, and that's the range for him to cast it on an object.
Oh,
yeah.
It doesn't need to be light. Touching the object.
And it is a large burst template for 30 minutes now.
Okay.
Huh. Wow, that's a lot more useful than it was. Okay, awesome.
Let me just check this up real quick. What is the size of a large burst tip? Just so we get our scale right. Right here in the back of the book.
A large burst template are 6 diameter.
Wow, so I only need to cast that once. Excellent.
Yep, so once again, it's a little bit over 2 squares.
Yeah.
2 yards to the inch, and each of these squares is 5 yards.
All right, so...
Are they 5 yards or 5 pace?
No, each square is 5 yards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. That's why I had to do that to scale the cavern as big as it should be.
Right. So he should be hitting 12. No, he's got 6 inches in diameter, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so it's a little bit over 2 squares.
12. Yes, no, I'm calculating my stuff.
Okay.
What are you doing, Zane?
So we smelled
the wrong side of this hill.
Let us... If we smell them now, I want a couple people to be mule bearers, for lack of a better word, and everyone else to be on guard.
By mule bearers, what? You want them to carry the lights and everyone else not have lights? Or do you want them to be carrying the brush and no one else?
The brush.
Who, no who one do you else. Want to designate?
Terry?
Terry is with Sarah.
Oh, they're outside? Y'all aren't even inside?
Sarah there? Had asked someone else to be with her. Terry volunteered. You said good on you.
Yeah, oh no, I thought they were watching our backside rather than the horses. Are y'all watching the horses? Did y'all sneak away? No!
I think Nick was thinking that that'd be at the entrance to either the up or the down entrance to the passageway rather than...
Yeah. Basically, they'd be posted at the down entrance of the passageway to guard our backs.
Okay. So they're at the bottom of the passage. So they're still with you right now.
Yes.
So that's your planning. Okay. Well, Terry is with Sarah. If you want both of those two guys to lug the brush, that can be done. What they've done is just taken some rope and strung everything up so that they're just dragging it anyway.
Yeah.
So between Terry and Sarah, if you're okay with that, you guys can just be dragging all the brush.
Gosh.
It's not like it's heavy. I mean, this is all dried up and.
Yeah, but still. Oh, well, whatever. Never let say that I'm chauvinistic.
And just let me do a little group roll for my guys here. All the guys notice the smell, and they're all seeming to be a little more wary of what's going on.
Everybody has cotton in their ears, right?
Yeah, I do.
Everybody.
Sorry.
What?
Can't hear you over this cotton.
Good on you. Still hear someone. Whatever. All right. Who's pulling lead?
I'm happy to.
How many people are wielding shotguns as opposed to rifles?
Santiago and Jasper both have shotguns.
I have a shotgun.
Shotguns at front.
Okay.
Due to the fact they spread.
And
they got shorter range. So it's better. And the rifle people behind. The shotgun people crouch.
Well, you've got one rifle and one shotgun in the rear.
Until it opens up wide enough that we're not going to have to worry about line of sight.
Yeah, the issue is Young's. I would really prefer Young to be out front, but it is what it is. All right.
Until they're close enough, Young's better not to be in the way of the shotgunners.
I would prefer to be outside.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Okay, so I and Santiago will be running the lead.
Sounds good. Sure. You got the smell's pretty intense. And kind of, I mean, it's intense enough that you're having a really hard time smelling anything else. When you come to the end of the passage, nothing untoward happens to you though, and it spills out into the cavern that you saw before. If you guys want to just kind of arrange yourselves on the far edge there,
Okay,
posse.
Okay.
Same thing as before. I mean, it's pitch black in here, except for the fact that you have your lantern to be very hard to see anything. And, again, your light does not extend all the way, across the cavern. So you're basically just seeing this large crevice here. And so it's kind of being part of the back bank.
I would like to put our lanterns where the four PCs are, to give you an idea of where they are.
Okay.
And then I will cast light. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I have three torches that we can leave on the ground or wedged in some of the rocks around as well.
All right.
For example, maybe put one of the torches at the entrance to the, or the exit way.
I figure
easy to people to see to run to if necessary.
Yeah, I figure our rear guys have torches. This pillar and this pillar are going to get light cast upon them. The ones that are closest to the entrance. And then we're going to set up some fire points.
Okay, is that about where you want me, or do you want me further over?
I don't know. Where exactly is the entrance?
About right where between the two stalagmites here.
Okay.
Can you put Sierra where the entrance is? Because that's what Sierra said she was going. Yeah. I'm going to go over to here and just sort of try and have a listen downwards to see if there's any sound down below.
Alright, give me a roll there. See how well you do that.
I notice something.
Okay. You hear water lapping. So the whatever stream is down there definitely has some kind of current going on it. But you really don't hear anything else. The smell. The air seems fresher, coming up from the crevice. So it is kind of dissipating the smell, especially right around the crevice. So there's definitely some airflow coming up from there as well.
Doesn't it smell salty? It
does smell salty.
All right. Then I'm going to... Do we have a bullseye lantern? Okay. Yeah, I will point it up just to make sure the ghouls are up there before I do anything else.
Okay. Remember, the bullseye lantern by itself doesn't go far enough.
Oh, we just didn't have one last time. I don't know if it does.
You took a stone that you had enchanted and threw up, and you were able to just see.
Okay, so, even that one. All right, well, here we go, boyo.
Why don't we...
I want to see if they're up there before I bother to set fire.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Don't you guys have to see something first before you can do anything?
Exactly. Well, no, how hard is it for you to create light?
Not hard. And I can do it. I could do it.
So you would be able to do
90% of the time.
So you could do it on a couple of arrows that Jung has, and have Jung shoot the arrows up there.
Yeah, which it's not really going to make a difference. I mean, arrows aren't going to stick. No more than
They might if they hit something.
Yeah, but if they hit something, it's going to scream, and then combat starts.
Yep.
I want to see if they're up there before we start. That is the goal.
Throw stone or something again. We don't have much choice.
Yeah. But
just due to the distance, I don't think Jung would, if Jung shoots it right, it will arc over, illuminating it without impacting anything.
Yeah. Jung, oh yes, you're a Native American grown. Used to, no, yeah. I would.
Chinese used bows for quite a while as well.
Yes, but they haven't used bows and, anyways, well.
Ah, but Jung is a martial artist, though.
Exactly.
If he wishes to say that he's had bow training, I would go with that.
Jung was the one looking for a bow in town, so I assumed he could use it. Whoa, the map's gone for some reason all of a sudden.
Yeah, for some reason I just turned on Fog of War. I gotta figure out how to turn it.
It's the PC's clutched down into the ravine because I can no longer see it.
There we go.
I hated you all! That was my goal! Was to murder you all. Alright.
Told you I should have been playing this.
Chunk this stone.
We're missing half the map.
Not much of
no, it's just I'll
is that Fog of War?
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, it's
I'm missing the whole map.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's taking a bit to reload, I think.
Yeah. There you go. I cast light on this stone.
Okay. Once again, just about slightly less than 2.5 of the square links. Wish I had a way of putting a light aura on miniatures, but I don't think I can. I don't think there is a way to do that.
Large burst. Which is one of these things,
large burst about the right size, anyway.
So maybe check a couple of them on the ground, just to, in a particular color to show where the light is.
The only person who had their father play catch with them, for some reason, even though you are in fact Canadian, rather than American.
There's my throwing one. There we go, there's my throwing skill. Oh, I can give one a throw, see what happens. That's not bad. Five.
Not bad. Okay, so you're going to hurl the stone into the air? Is that what you're doing? With throwing a 5, it does arc up high into the ceiling area, so you're able to follow these columns. And once again, these columns are not like stalactites, stalagmites. They're more like actual columns where the dripping has been intense enough over time that they've become one piece. And then the bizarre spiral that's carved into them is lit up very well with your stone. And as it arcs high into the air, you do see the toppermost edges of the cavern ceiling, and there's nothing up there.
Damn it!
Spiders are how they're climbing up and down, by the way.
Yes.
Really? I don't think that's true at all.
We have to destroy the spirals.
I look down as the stone plunges down in darkness.
I threw it properly this time. I managed to catch it as it comes back down.
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah, if you wish to catch it, that's fine.
Let's see if they're down there.
So we need to find whereabouts, which part of the ceiling they're on.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're down below. Let's see that.
So you're going to drop a light down below?
We got more than one stone lit up at the moment, or we just got the one stone?
Just the one. I can only do thing at a time.
So I wanted to try and throw this across the ravine to get some idea about what's on the other side.
I mean, we can do that. I can enchant them. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Power well, I'm going to throw it across, and if I happen to throw a bed, we'll find out what's down below.
Yeah. Sounds
good. Is that a strength or a throw row, Bert?
Throw.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, nice.
Not an 8, but decent success.
What is your strength?
D4.
So you're not that strong. So the throwing roll is accuracy. It's going to be based on your strength. So let's see here. Let me check something real quick.
Hi, Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, he's having internet problems. She might be rebooting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Something I've never looked at before is how far can you throw something in Savage Worlds?
How much?
I think I remember reading it as being it's your die type. So like four would be like a move of four in distance. Let me check here real quick.
Oh, my throwing is a D6, but my strength is only a D4.
Look up throw skill. Probably says there.
No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't.
I think it depends on the items. I know that different numbers of sticks of dynamite have different ranges that you can throw them.
One and two are exactly the same.
Yeah. One stick can go 4, 8, or 16, and 8 sticks could go 2, 4, or 8. And they make no reference to the actual strength of the person throwing it. So I don't know.
So it's based completely on the throwing skill then? And the item that you're throwing.
I guess so.
Well, stone's fairly small and light, so I would think you get a good distance on it.
Yeah, but you're kind of a sissy man. As every PC ever.
Oh, here we go. Look at the range on medieval weapon. Yeah, and it's based on the item that you're throwing, not on your strength at all. So, you know, it's a small stone. I expect you picked up something that was nice and smooth. So let's see. Unfortunately, something like, a sling can go up to 16. So that would be 32. So how far across would that get you?
It's 20 yards across.
Well, if he stood at the edge, it's enough for him to actually see that there is an edge on the other side.
Okay.
25. Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
So yeah, if you throw it across, was that what you were doing? Or were you throwing it? So yeah, if you're throwing it across, it's a good throwing row as well. So, the pebble alights on the far side, of the crevice there, and, it manages to, kind of roll to a stop so you don't lose it. It's just shining light on the other side.
What do we see over there? Anything interesting?
I'm guessing something like this, which you see, oh, look, more rock and a bit of a column.
Yes.
Huzzahs! Well, here's the light again. Dear Lord, please light our way in these difficult times.
Okay, what the heck's happening? My mouse is...
Oh, you're lucky that one wasn't the other dog.
Look, man, it's only a 1 in 8 chance I'm going to get. It's not going to happen every time.
Just most times.
Yeah, just most of the time.
Pardon me for just that. My trackball seems to have stopped working. What the heck?
Well, the good news is I did, in fact, cast light.
The bad news is we really ought to throw the stone away.
Yep. I'm glad that the Lord has blessed me with this such a magnificent power. Look at this stone that has no reason to light up, defying all rational sense. Oh, look, you're going to throw it away.
All right, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me pause. Both my keyboard and mouse have stopped responding. I need to unplug my USB and give me just a minute.
While I was just pausing the excitement, I think myself and Zane run back outside so that we're not in the cave at the moment.
because ours is mine, I think the cave is big enough that while we may feel a bit nervous, it's not. If we had major, yes, I think we would be having a hard time here, but because it's minor.
I would like to be outside rather than here.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm
coming to the edge. There's a nice breeze here. Plenty of fresh air.
All right, let's take five. I've got to go grab another mouse. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You letting his cat near the computer wouldn't help.
I shall step away.
This has been a computer nightmare today. Can you all hear me at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear that Bert, we're having a take five, Sharon, as Bert's PC's locked up?
Yes. Yeah. But Skype completely crashed. Hosed up Fantasy Grounds.
Yeah, we're not doing anything. We're just sitting here faffing about.
Pretty much.
Going, our brilliant plan! It has been ruined by the fact that they moved.
Yep. And that, you brilliant think, plan moved. In?
Okay, I did miss that point.
Yep, the goals have moved on, and we don't know where they are. So, results for us!
I'm
glad that we spent all that time and effort. Like, what's our plan? It
didn't matter.
Click.
Blink. Oh, thanks for the game, James.
Yes.
I just haven't had an opportunity to play it because I've been doing family stuff. But I do plan. And it looks, I did play enough of it to see the intro, and it looks fun and interesting.
Yeah, it's not really hard, but it's a bit different.
Yeah. I appreciate those types of games. I really do.
Yeah.
So do you think they're down? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, don't even see the text on the chat, or do you think you'd be able to join in on an SSS game this upcoming week?
Yeah, the issue is that I got to drive back to work next week, and I don't know when I'm going to quite, you know, what our hours are going to be or anything fun like that. So, I know I would be available on Saturday probably, but before then, because family.
I miss you, Nick.
Yeah. My family doesn't. Oh, not right now.
Anyone heard from Gilt?
No. I assume he's dead.
Yeah.
And then gone. Wow. Well,
that's really sad.
Yeah, it is. I was enjoying that game. Oh, well. No, I see him online on Steam every once in a while, but I've never been able to be online at the same time he happens to be online. So.
Never had an optical mouse go bad before.
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, got my wireless mouse. Hopefully this will do the trick. Soon as the software finishes installing.
So, anybody got any ideas where they ran off to? Let's start with Bert.
I hope they didn't run off towards town.
Well, that would be a shame. Oh well. I'm not too heavily invested.
That'd be a massive failure as mayor.
There is nowhere for them to hide between here and town.
Not that we know of, but we're not ghouls.
Well,
if only someone could come up those spirals and have a look.
There it is. Took it a while.
We still need to reboot.
Actually, it looks like Fantasy Grounds is what's causing the problem.
Hmm.
You need to do something real quick.
I am wondering if they are just outside. I mean, we smell strongly, so.
They might have gone outside or maybe down below. We'll see.
Yeah.
If they've gone outside, we'll see if we can't track them with our famous tracker. Deadeye Luke.
Alright, sorry. Gotta continue to pause for a minute. It's downloading software. Can't plug anything into a Windows now without it needing more software. At any rate, alright, so, yeah, your glowing pebble reaches the far bank. It illuminates a bit of, area over there. You at least know that there is a far side now.
There we go. I cast light on another pebble, and he's about to throw it down.
Okay. Let's see if you are favored in doing so.
Yep.
Make your roll. Okay, yep. Alright, you guys anxiously watch the pebble, fall into the darkness of the crevice there, and once again, the peculiar kind of spiral grooves in, the rock structure can be seen as the pebble goes down. And, as it hits, you don't see anything, but there is a sudden large splashing sound, and you definitely see the ripples, in the water as something had moved, as the light disturbed it.
So we probably have incoming beavers at this point.
I recommend leaving.
I second that recommendation.
Have we taken a look over the cavern top? Like, I mean, there was nobody up there. And
No, it was a mesa. It's a flat top.
No, I mean...
Well, not within the glow of the light, there was nothing
there.
Yeah,
but the glow of the light, so they could just be hiding on the other side.
Could be, yeah, because remember how vast this cavern really is.
Let's try it once again. Let's light a couple brands just to scare off beavers.
An arrow can go further than a rock.
Yeah, but I don't want to start. Oh, all right, here. Here's your lighted arrow.
Excellent.
There we go. Oh, yeah, I really lit that arrow.
Yes, you did. Okay. Now, which direction are you shooting this arrow?
I and the bow to Luke.
Dead eye Luke.
Luke, you got any experience using a bow before?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. This shooting roll, just at a -2, though, just for familiarity. Okay. If you spend some time actually using one, I'll remove that penalty.
Actually, I don't think there's any edge that something exists. You are skilled with every single weapon.
Real quick, I assume we threw the, where my line is, we threw the rock this way, so why don't we shoot the arrow down here?
Okay, I'll move down sort of over here-ish then, just so I can get closer to where it is. Shoot an arrow into the air.
Plink.
Where it falls, you not
know. I fail.
That's okay. I mean, you didn't critically fail, so it still shoots across. It's just not going to land exactly where.
It's not so much landing is the problem. It's just what the light along the way.
Yeah. Five, four, five. Yeah, it does go. It does make it across, and your arrow is it sticks into a pillar.
Wow.
Over here, so it illuminates this patch over here.
Did it illuminate any of the ceiling on the way?
Did you arc it?
That was the point of it. The point of it was trying to arc it up to see if there's anything else up there on the roof.
Sure. Well, what the poor shooting roll did then is, the arc was kind of flat. It didn't really go high enough to see the ceiling. It does hit the other
Here's
side.
Stop wasting.
And, if everybody can make me a notice
of the
roll.
Lord.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll. Notice roll from
here. Right. I noticed something.
Sharon, is the interface working for you now, or is it not?
The interface is working. I just don't see the shared picture.
Here, Sharon.
Wow.
Are you off?
Way to go.
Why are you at minus two, Yo?
Because claustrophobia.
Fair enough.
Such a large cavern. At least he's able to be in here.
It is still bringing up horrible memories, and I don't want
it. Oh, yes, because yours is...
I got it with the rays.
Yeah, it's my claustrophobia minus.
Yeah, no. But what yours is related to being inside a mine that caved in.
Yes, it's not good.
Mine more relates to being buried underground.
Huh.
I was buried underground when I was in the mine.
Yeah, with
mine
the rays.
Is more to do with being pulled into the ground.
Yes,
and buried.
Okay, so what's those of you who made your notice rolls there? You're starting to hear. A very odd sound, and it seems to be, it echoes a little bit, and it seems to be coming from below. It's kind of it sounds like something is sliding.
Oh.
It's kind of a
good. We found the sound. Source of the spiraled grooves. Let us see what it is and what horrific, no, let's get the hell out of here. I'm wildly.
The sound isn't very loud, and it's not very pervasive. So it doesn't. If it is something moving, it doesn't sound like it's a lot.
Well,
of something.
I got
moving.
It with rays. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about just chunking a stone down there, but I don't want to waste the power of the Lord anymore.
Then cast it on something somebody is wearing, so that
when they're devoured, it glows in public. That's
well,
a great
then,
idea.
Then you will know where it is.
I'm glad you volunteered.
I step forward.
Well, because I didn't make it, I'm wondering, can I get a rope across this ravine?
Yeah, I honestly see no further. Here, you, Luke, here's another stone. Let's make sure we see the top side again. I want to see if there's
stone or arrow.
Stone. You're no good at shooting arrows.
I'm not much better with the stone.
Yeah, you're much stone. Better with the stone.
You barely get the distance, though.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm glad that was a lighting.
What a waste of a roll.
Well, yes. That is the most lit stone by the power of the Lord that ever existed.
Hey, well, that means the duration's longer.
So there's going to be this horrific young mage dragon wandering around very confused.
I'm just hoping I fumble my throw roll at this point. You just drop it down. Whoops.
Go ahead. Give me your throw roll.
All right.
And so just, I got this clear. You're trying to arch it up high towards the ceiling, and then are you trying to catch it or let it drop?
The aim is to sort of get it over up high, but also towards this part of the ceiling we haven't seen out over the ravine and stuff, so I don't know what we're catching.
Okay. All right. So you're pitching for the opposite end.
Oh, you're not
going
to catch it? Okay. Please catch it. I want you to throw it at the young mage dragon so we can see it. So
I am watching the...
Where do you want me to throw it?
Up above. Up tall, catch it. And
okay, then shut up then. Oh, up above, directly up above us, or up above us over the ravine and towards the other side. Directly up. Okay, I'll try for directly up. Boom. Nope.
Oh my god. Look, They get to live.
Yeah, wow.
They're living up there because you are incompetent.
I'm not gonna trip this.
Alright, yeah, natural one. It's, you wind up with a pitch and, your foot slides on some loose stone. So you actually start falling as you release the stone. And it's almost a straight flat trajectory as it just goes right out across the cavern.
I'm not chipping it if that's what you're talking about.
That's not what I'm chipping. Well, I mean, seriously? I'm not casting light anymore. You are just wasted. Right.
But in the glow of the light, as it passes over the crevice, I couldn't find a picture for a giant beaver. Oh. But, in this, here I'm gonna move. In this piece of rock that's coming up from the bottom with the grooves, as the rock passes over the top, the head of a giant beaver, appears, right here at the edge. And riding on its back, there's a figure riding on its back. It's got wearing the tatters of Indian, buckskins and headdress, and it's waving a war spear.
This is appalling.
As it comes up over the edge of the crevice.
To save you, beavers.
Now, I will say, since even though it was a bad throw there, it was just dumb luck that you caught it in your light. So no one's surprised, and we'll have a regular initiative here. With the extra guys, who wants to control the extra guys? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just trying to remember how you do initiative in this card draw. I would say Gideon Punic, because he's been dubbed the leader caller person, so makes sense right. He does. Unless he doesn't want to. Just because you've got that.
Well, isn't there five guys and five of us?
Yeah.
does anyone here know how to skin?
What killed the giant? They're lovely creatures. I'm sure once we get to know them,
we can use them as
as copes.
Riding animals as well.
Yes, that would be awesome. We can swim to California or to Champaign and never have to pay anything. I can speak in tongues. I can speak in beaver tongue.
Crap, I can't seem to remember how to get people to group.
I think you can only group like stuff, can't you?
No, I think you can group any number of things under supposedly anymore. There it is. Create group entry.
Oh, didn't mean to do that.
Pity. Where's my Winchester skill? There it is. 2d8 damage, AP2. Okay. Nice.
Sorry, give me a second. I need to clear this out.
So,
there we go.
What do y'all think is the minimum amount of holes we can put in a beaver and still sell it?
One.
Sell the hide?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Well, because they're so big, you could probably put a few in them. Because it'd be a oddity. And also depends on what you're going to make out of them. Whether or not you're going to make a beaver hat or...
I think you could make a few hundred beaver hats.
Very mercenary there, guys.
Well, they're clearly evil beavers. And, well, there's no saving them.
Thus, their evil beaver hides should be worn by lots of good people.
Exactly. I agree with that assessment. What a clever man thou art.
I'm just thinking how people of the West would think when they see large animals that can be skinned.
Yep.
And how much meat
that
will bring.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be rich after this. I mean, meat's pretty rare.
I would personally like someone, I would prefer to have someone assess the meat as to whether or not it can be eaten due to the unnatural nature of it.
I hear beaver tail.
Before consuming it. Or I'm happy to sit back and.
Well, the question is, how are you going to. What are you going to use to preserve it?
Who cares?
The salt that's caked on the walls. Oh, I can actually see the initiative cards. Huzzah!
Yeah.
For us, not for the bad guys.
Yes.
Doesn't want us to know how many there are.
John, you're parrying.
I mean, by us, and not the other NPCs, or the other NPCs going one of each without.
I'm just going to put them, I'm just going to let you guys, each of you take control of one on your turn. I can't figure out how to group them. I'll have to do that another time. So I'll just let you take their action on your turn, on your card. I can just add them to the tracker, but then they'd get their own individual cards, which would throw off the card count. So rather not do that. At any rate, the giant beaver acts on the ace of spades. And please arrange yourself on the cliff edge there where you were as Zane or Luke threw the rock.
I suspect we'd be closer to the entrance than not.
Well, I was looking over, so I would be sort of there.
Holy
That's not shit. A beaver!
Run away!
Yes, no giant beaver picture, so you get a bone fiend thing instead.
No safe for work giant beaver feature.
I run off cavern edge because. Oh my god!
Well, it's bigger than 5 yards as well.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty large. All right, there we go. So, yes, on the Ace of Clubs, the beaver, this small, like, as I said, remnant of an Indian riding on its back, crests the ledge there. And unfortunately, it looks like Zane is near the front along with, Gideon. So it's going to take its action to, come up over the edge and take a swipe at you. It's, technically a multiple action there. So it will try to hit you at a -2.
I'd like to point out what an unfair world this is that Luke's not getting. Luke, you are the worst. I hate you so much.
There we go. And doesn't hit you though. No, does not hit you. And, next is the ghoul, however, who is going to chuck a spear at, well, the holy man.
No! I served! Oh.
Alright, so the ghoul. There we go, where's the ghoul?
You spear chucker. On the one hand, he's probably only got the one spear, so, you know.
You know what? Yeah, I'll take the spear.
Oh, and he misses too. Alright, that's their turn. Next person on the miss is, Young.
I stare in horror at it, first of all.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yes. we do have a fear effect, so yes, the first thing you need to do is...
What minus are we looking at?
Nothing
for the fear level of the place, either.
Oh, yes, that's right. I keep forgetting about the fear level, which is 2.
Thank you so much, Richard.
I'll remember that.
And so, +1 for grit. Wow. Yeah.
+1 for grit.
I go, I've already murdered several of these this year.
Did you just make a roll for your guts?
Wow.
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, so what is your action? It
did
continue to crawl up on as one part of its action last round, so it is fully on the rock
shelf
there
That was it was the thing making the slithering sound, yes?
Yes, it was.
Why are you not a maze dragon? I cry out. Then I will draw my sai, as I didn't previously say I had anything out. And, yeah, I'll move over and give it an experimental jab. See what happens.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yep. See how tough it really is. Where's my fight? There it is. Pow! Oh, no, I miss, unfortunately. Ooh,
yes. It has a parry of 6. So it's actually quite nimble, quite agile, as it moves out of the way of your
And who are you taking? I'm taking Jasper.
Young, you. Who do you want to be running there?
Yeah, I can't remember who we got, so it's going to be quite
Jasper, Jebediah, Terry, Harvey, and Santiago.
And Terry is with the woman.
He's with Sarah.
The woman. Sarah. Yes.
I'll have Harvey then. Why not?
You want to take Harvey? All right. What would you like Harvey to
Harvey
do?
Harvey needs to make a guts check.
Yeah, he needs a guts.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Let's see. 6. 5. So he's fine.
Well, then we'll take 8.
Oh, wait, no.
Does he have any grit?
He does have grit, actually. Yes. Okay, all right. Good. I didn't stick grit on these guys, or guts on these guys as skills, so I have to do it manually. Anyway, yes, Harvey is fine.
He'll take a shot at the ghoul riding on top of the beaver to see what happens there. Wild shot at it.
Alright.
No, good.
Okay. Catching it straight away.
Yes, he does. Okay. Alright. It appears that Harvey got a good shot.
Gets an additional D4, a D6 there.
Onto the side of the beaver, but, the beaver there's a fluff of coarse hair that kind of explodes from the side that he shot it, but the beaver seems to take no notice.
He's cool, the beaver.
Yeah. Oh, you shoot the
beaver. But it doesn't make any differences. Yeah.
Yeah, tough.
I don't know. Maybe the beaver got it.
You'll need to backtrack.
Or no, Gideon.
You need to backtrack a bit. Can you backtrack on this? Yeah.
Gideon? I'm going to...
Okay, you made your guts roll, so
you're good on that. Will withdraw. Do I have to, or can I just do a free action maneuver back? Or
You made your guts check, right? Or did you not? Okay, so what do you
mean?
Yeah,
I just don't want to be in melee
with
them.
Okay, no, that's fine. You were not his, what he attacked the last time.
So okay, I step back, and then I let, the man have a shotgun blast, to show.
And which guy did you take?
Jasper.
Took Jasper, okay. Well, alright, Jasper will give it a, get a guts check going on here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good job, Jasper. Way to be a sissy.
Okay, so Jasper seems to be frozen to the spot there. And here.
I do make my shooting, and it's 3d6 in this range, right?
It's close range, so whatever that is for your gun, yes.
6.
Oh, yeah. You're using a shotgun.
Okay. So a 10.
Yeah, okay, now what are you shooting at? Yep. The ghoul. Okay, it's a 10, so that beats its toughness of a 7, which stuns the ghoul. Ghoul is now shaken. Okay, Luke.
I failed my guts check, and I'll take Jeremiah, so I'll need to roll guts check for him.
Jeremiah.
He may or may not be a bullfrog.
Well, you mean Jebediah?
Oh, Jebediah. Was it Jebediah? I can't remember that.
Jebediah, yeah. Oh, he actually had a better
game. Surprise, Jasper.
He's actually made of sterner stuff.
Unlike me.
Oh, he's fine.
Real quick to you, you sure Jasper is just 2 D6 and guts? My Ranger has...
So what do I get for failings me guts rolls?
Okay, this is not this is just simple fright, so it's not a table roll, I believe. What happens is it's you take an endurance loss and you're shaken. Let me look that up real quick here.
Back to being shaken again.
I'm pretty certain it's actually make one.
No, they must make a
character is shaken and must make a vigor roll or suffer severe nausea and mental shock that causes a level of fatigue for the remainder of the encounter. Okay, so you are shaken, and now you must make a vigor roll.
Yay! Whoa! Holy cow!
Yeah. So you are simply shaken and do not take the fatigue level.
Okay. Wow.
But you are shaken.
Yes. So don't I have to then? Well, that's my action though. This round is to be shaken.
It's to be become unshaken, I believe.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, you need to become unshaken. So, yeah, your action would be to become unshaken or spend a chip to instantly be unshaken and have an action.
I think I'll do my chips for later, to be honest. So I'll try and become unshaken, which is a vigor roll. Spirit roll. Ah, this is where I should put the other dice. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, you're good. No, and it's a race. Race. So,
it's only 7.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
5-7, you're right, sorry. So Point. Just unshaken, but cannot... But
Jebediah, who's made a sooner stuff, he's got to assume some kind of gun. He's gonna shooty at the ghoul because everyone's trying to shoot the ghoul. Giant beaver. Don't want to hurt that part. Hurt that hide. Go for the ghoul. Indians.
All right. Shooting roll.
Oh yes.
Wow. All right. So that is a raise on the ghoul problem there.
Yeah. But can he get through the toughness?
Well, he should.
No.
Yeah, he does.
One.
Yeah.
By one. It's still enough. He's already shaken, so it's enough for a wound. The ghoul goes down.
Ooh, nice. Phew, it wasn't a big baby.
Oh no. That doesn't strike me as good.
Okay, Zane.
All right, so...
So you've just seen the ghoul go pitching off the back of the beaver.
Use your animal handling skills.
Can I make my guts check?
Yep.
You're so gritty.
Yep. So... Can I shoot my rifle this close to the beaver or not?
He attacked you last round, so you are in melee range, which means no, you cannot shoot with the rifle. You can butt stroke it, but you can't shoot a rifle in
that's
melee.
That's what I thought. All right, then I'll cast a spell on myself. Then. Need to do that.
Cool. Yeah, that looks like that handily succeeded.
Oh, it's a guts roll. Oh, no, Sarah.
No, that was Sarah.
Sarah's roll.
And yes, I straighten out my clothing.
Wow. Wow.
Armor. Okay.
And raise
7
my...
7 billion raises?
And I take it
raise my toughness by 4.
Okay. And I took it you used your own personal power points.
So, 9.
All right.
Should be interesting.
And do you want to take... what guy does that leave you with, take?
Santiago or Terry, I think.
Set.
Santiago, because Terry is...
I thought somebody else already took Santiago.
No, I would. I decided I was going to take Jasper rather than the guy who's going to shoot me.
Didn't Jung take... All right.
No, Jung took Harvey.
Oh, okay. Yes, then Santiago then. What was Santiago wielding?
Got shotgun's fine. Santiago had a shotgun. He's actually better with his knife.
I thought he might have had his long arm or something since he was doing the whole...
Yeah, no, he's got a shotgun on him. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. No, Santiago had a Winchester 73.
Because the whole thing about him sniping people and stuff, so I assumed he had a long arm.
Yes.
He will, well, let's see. He will shoot Harvey. I mean, no, he will shoot the giant beaver. Yes.
Okay. Hits. Well, he hits. No special rays or anything, but he does hit. Which is... Woo!
Nice.
Oh, so Santiago takes a bead and, you're the crack of his rifle, and you're pretty sure you see that bullet dislodge right into the beaver's head. It just shakes its head and doesn't seem to pay any attention to it.
All right.
Wow.
Smite.
And that brings you to Sarah, or brings us to Sarah.
Okay, so you saw my guts roll.
You're pretty, yes.
No problem there. But, I think I'm too far away to use a shotgun.
5, 10, not really, 10 yards, it's 10 yards away. What's your...
The shotgun, I think that's 12. I can barely shoot.
Yeah, it's gonna be less damage because the spread pattern's larger, but...
Okay.
It's there. You will be shooting into a melee. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
With shotgun.
Yes.
Yep. Here we go.
Zane's tough. He can take it.
Hack.
Oh! Trait roll was a natural one.
Can I use...
Hi, Terry.
Yes, you can chip that if you wish. If not, we go to bystander rules, and you may have hit someone else.
Okay, I'm going to chip that, and that gives me a +2 on my trait roll?
If
the
you,
white chip?
Did you take a land?
Pardon?
No.
Did you take a land?
No.
Plunges
into the river.
Then no, it just gives you a reroll.
Okay, then yes, I'm going to use the white chip. And I'm also going to use my card. And... Okay. Add 1d6 to any trait roll.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, don't just make the white chip roll, first of all, and then if it fails afterwards, then you can play the card.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make the reroll and just once.
Unless you want to try and get a raise.
But once
either
again,
way, you've got the decision afterwards.
Yeah.
Nah, there you go.
5. Well, that will hit.
Okay.
Actually, what's the penalty for range on a shotgun?
Because
I think that's going to miss with the range.
Range is 12. You said it was 10, and range is 12, 24, 48, so.
12, 29, yeah. You're still in.
If she's, she gets +2, so she has a 7 there.
Not a problem then. So yeah, you hit it. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, wow.
What you need to do.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's see. 15.
Which makes it
23. 8.
That's 8.
That's 2 raises.
Might
be. Yeah, that's 2 raises.
Yeah.
And that's going to be enough to put it down.
Nice shot.
The buck shot out of the darkness.
I'm glad our pacifist, the murderer.
So it's a lucky shot, and the buckshot just, it hits it full in the face, and several of the buckshot, just pulverizes the eyes and blows out the brains. And, the beaver just collapses right there. Wow, that was amazing. It has a 15 tough.
I feel so bad about killing such a beautiful creature, too.
Still hear any slithering?
Yeah, I take a step back from the edge, expecting more of them to start spilling over.
Mm-hmm. Everybody give me a notice roll, then. As the several shots are reverberating around the cavern, some rock is falling from the ceiling.
I remember putting cotton in my ears, and thus wonder how I was hearing things. Wow.
So once all the gunpowder is cleared and the rocks stop falling a little bit, the cavern seems to be very quiet. Anything else.
Well, who volunteers to climb down there?
How about we just...
What's this priming you talked about?
Why don't we drop some sticks of dynamite down there?
Because there's a big old water, and dynamite does not mix well with water, and we don't know where the cavern hole is, so we need to send something down there.
You had an idea how deep it was, didn't you?
Right.
Before it hit
the
water.
We can...
Wouldn't you be able to shorten the fuse enough so that it goes off before it reaches the bottom?
Yeah, we could do that, but what are we trying to hit? We don't know.
Not necessarily trying to hit anything, more trying to stir stuff up. See what comes up after explosions go down below.
I listened, because I know there were 2 beavers last time.
Once again, from the notice rolls that were done there, it's very quiet in the
cavern. where are the rest of the hangers on?
Don't know. Let's see if we can find out through going down below.
Well, what about,
I am going to have a look at the ghoul and the beaver to see what's up with them. I'm not saying loot the body, but, investigate the body.
Okay. Well, Luke, one of the things that you notice is the ghoul is wearing spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's got very rubbery flesh. Its arms and legs are very elongated, has this kind of a grayish skin that's very rubbery. The teeth have like chisel points on them, and they are more elongated than human teeth. Otherwise, I mean, it has Native American features, except for these changes. Abnormally long limbs, skin tone, color.
Was it riding bareback or...?
It was, and you know the oddity is that it has spurs on its heel. All
right, let's investigate.
I thought they didn't like metal.
Well, exactly. We thought that as well.
Well, yeah. Let me go back on that. But it's not spurs like cowboy spurs.
Like a shard of wood,
like wood or bone or something
bone.
Strapped on.
Yeah,
okay. Use the spurs. Yeah. Right, yeah. I wasn't picking on what you were saying, Bert. Yep. I was more from the point of view of that's interesting. Maybe this is not of the same group.
Yeah, I also thought that. But let's, Young, do you mind us putting a rope here and nailing it down and you go over the side with the rope and see what you see?
Have we checked the rest of the ceiling? We've only checked the ceiling in a very small area.
Nope. Yeah, that involves trying to fire rocks and arrows.
Yeah, it involves us being confident, so it's not happening.
Well, all I mean is the ghouls could still be above us.
They could be, but they could also be below us.
So shouldn't we check above before sending someone climbing?
We have tried and tried and tried and failed.
I think we should try again before I get low down, because I do not want to be at the bottom while you're attacked.
I don't want to lose my faith over casting. Okay, whatever. All
right. So while that's going on, does anybody know how to skin?
Would that be a what?
What is it? Is that survival or is it something else?
Do you just kind of announce that to the group? If so, Santiago pulls out his butcher knife with a big smile.
All right.
Well, the question is, could we actually climb up the spirals around the columns going up? Would that make going up easier?
Luke, do you want to take a
look? Yeah, I'll take a look. I have no climbing.
Okay. Yeah, the grooves, actually, now that get a little closer to it, take a look. They're actually banked around the edges. You actually think that you could just slide right on down?
I'm not talking about going down. I'm talking about going up.
Up looks like, looking at the little, the worn, pathway where the tube is, it looks like coming up, the beaver uses its claws to kind of dig in. So up is much harder.
Going from the ceiling. Yeah, now to the ceiling, the stalactite, you said that there are grooves on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
How easy would be to climb that?
Once again, the grooves are fairly smooth, and it looks like, what's been climbing up there has, gouged, using claws to kind of pull themselves up along it. So that would be kind of difficult without you having some way to gouge into the rock yourself to pull yourself along.
Yeah.
So beaver claw gloves?
Santiago approaches you, Sarah, with the what looks to be a oversized heart. Says, "For you, my lady, it's your kill."
It was a group effort. Share it amongst everyone.
Oh, thank you. He takes a big bite out of it and passes it along.
All right. So I cast down a rock. Here's a rock.
I will also be taking a bite out of it.
Yeah. Well, if it's being passed around, yeah.
Luke, throw this rock. Throw it well. Throw it with the strength of the beaver. By the Lord of I'm going to shoot you in the head if you fail this.
And thus you will never leave this cavern alive, based on what you've said previously.
I said I would shoot. So, I mean, I'm not going to shoot myself. So. Suicide.
Murderism?
All right, so you're trying to launch another rock up through the ceiling.
Yeah. All right. One dice. Throw in. Well, it's not a complete failure.
Nice. Sure. Yeah, you get a good arc on it. It illuminates a good swath of the ceiling. Once again, don't see anything up there.
Here, spike this down. Rope, Luke, or Zane. No, Young. That's the man. Young, you! Here. Here's another rope stake down that's tied. That way, in case you do happen to fall, you're not going to die.
Would you cast Let on another rock, please?
I was going to just cast it on you, but I can cast it on another rock.
Cast it on the person who will be a beacon in the dark no matter where he is.
Yeah.
Yes, on the rock.
Okay. Let's try to lose my faith again.
Yeah, it's funny that way.
Yeah. Nope. Fiction, the best edge.
The Lord wants you to cast light over and over.
I tie the rock to the rope and then drop it over the side so that I can see the sort of bottom of where we are.
Sure.
I just like how clever you are.
Just, you guys can see that new map there now, just making sure you're able to, you know, get down fairly easily enough. And at the very bottom of the ravine, there is, in fact, a river running through here. Seems to be in a fairly vigorous flow.
The river runs through.
Given how far you are into the desert, kind of fascinating. One thing that sticks out about it, though, is that the center, like away from the banks, towards the center of the river, is really dark blue. It's just very a deep, deep dark blue. And
wish
as well,
that chemistry. Oh well.
Oh, we're already down there, I see. Well, some of us are. Gideon is.
Mm-hmm. I jumped like over the edge there to follow my pebble.
I regret nothing.
And then also at the very bottom here, kind of almost playing around in the water, are several more of the land beavers.
I regret everything!
The three that kind of surface down from you over here, they kind of pick their heads up interestedly. They stick their noses in the air. They kind of roll over on their bellies, and they just kind of float in the water. This one up here towards the top seems to be rolling some floating timbers, and he's kind of building a little dam over here in this area. They don't seem to be paying a lot of attention to you.
And
though.
I think we are safe to ignore them.
Yeah. They're cute.
So
now I really feel bad.
The fact that does anybody know? You know, I suppose I'm just trying to work out if the water be salt water or fresh water.
Oh, it's salt.
Oh, it's definitely salt water. You can smell it.
Which is
doesn't seem the beavers don't seem to mind. Interesting.
They're giant 10-foot beavers.
Yes, I know. I wasn't 100% sure what the go was.
Yep. All right, let's go down. Whee!
You can use the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Super heavy fun slide.
I don't.
How far did we go down? What sort of distance are we talking about?
40 yards.
Okay. Let's get the rope ladders. 50 yards here. Yeah. That way.
Well, how far down is the distance to these beavers?
That's 40.
Yeah, yeah,
we're not going to shoot.
If they're not attacking us, and they're not getting ridden by ghouls.
Evil souls. Yeah, basically. All right. Oh,
so
let's
find the ghouls and deal with them.
Beavers have stink glands, don't they? Let's rub some beaver stink on us.
Sure, Santiago. We'll hand you over a scent gland.
Interesting. That's an interesting concept. Yeah.
I rub some beaver stink on me.
I don't see animal handling as a skill. I guess it comes under knowledge.
It is.
Or survival.
It's a skill. Is it not?
No, it's not a separate skill.
Okay. Now, do we see, like, any paths that lead off into the darkness?
You really don't. It's just the river, as you see it there, flowing from the bottom here, flowing this direction. And, on the other side, there's more rock over here. You'll have to, you know, pass through the river to get to it. And as I said, the middle, is that very, very dark blue. There is more cavern in this direction. But once again, your light source, you really
can't move that way.
Also of notice is that there's definitely none of that stink, the rotten egg urine smell, none at all down here. You just smell the salt water from the river.
Are we on the wrong path? I don't know. Were there any caves on the way down?
No, there were not.
We know there have been ghouls up top.
Yeah, and there was one down here. They have to be here. Okay.
But there is no smell down here of them, yes?
Yeah, they might be washing themselves in some fashion, or the beavers don't attack them for some reason.
Well, because they're not attacking us. They are not carnivores.
For all we know, the ghouls are up on the other side. They just climbed down the other side of the ravine and got the beaver that way. We don't know where the hell they are.
The smell was up there. When we first came in there and saw the ghouls at the top on the roof, did we smell
the
beasts?
No, we did not.
You didn't.
But we did smell them in the corridor that we went down today. And yeah, we didn't smell them there before.
We could check the houses. We probably didn't do that.
That is possibly what I am thinking.
We didn't do it recently. Yeah, we did before.
But you're not sure if that's what you're thinking?
I'm uncertain as to what is.
If we don't want to, All right. If we don't think they're down here after climbing down 40 foot.
Where did the Indian say? Didn't he say it was like in a burial ground area?
Yeah, he said it was in a burial, but...
None of this has been burial ground looking to me.
No, it hasn't been
burial
ground. Indians bury
their people very differently.
Yes.
Just as a flashback, the city itself was a burial ground. He said the city was a dead city.
I didn't get that. Oh, well.
So, yeah, so as Jung was suggesting, maybe in some of the other buildings.
I really don't want to track 40 foot up, but I can do it. Trump, Trump, Trump.
Or there's further into the cavern we can explore and see if there's
anything. Oh, my lord! Let us decide.
Search up first.
Okay, someone go search up.
I am so tempted to try and ride a beaver right now.
They're sitting there playing in the water, throwing little hunks of wood back and forth to each other.
Hunks of wood is as big as we are. Do not.
Well, Luke, if you could, or certainly assist us in getting across the water.
No, this is a falling idea. Do not encourage him. This idea is so bad that I was
unsure as to how on earth we were going to get across the water. Otherwise, if we needed to get across and explore the other bank,
we can see how deep it is. And if it's too deep for us to walk, then we send Young over with a rope, and then we just basically crawl over on the rope.
Why would we send Young over with a rope?
Because Young can swim.
No, I can't.
No, he can't.
I was wondering as to why you were making that assumption.
Okay, you guys are gonna go across this underground river, and I'm gonna stay up top, and I'm gonna stay up top and watch.
No, we're checking the stuff up top. That's what we're doing. Full stop.
Yeah.
Do that. We go up, I climb back up 40 foot, and then we check the ladder to the houses.
Yeah, let's check the rest. The fact that the smells around this area, like they've been here for a few days, I'm assuming that means...
Could be the salt water's overriding it. It could be anything. Let's check the houses. Let's get this done.
So you got to go back up to the top.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Everybody be climbing.
I'm
going to
stay down here, dangle my feet in water and wait for people.
So you're staying inside the cave. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You go to the edge of the shore and stick your feet in the water there, several of the beavers actually come up, interested. They sniff the air. They get within a hand's throw of you, and they just seem to be interested. Noses twitching in the air.
There was a female beaver we killed, and these are all male beavers.
I did not rub stink over myself. You came near me with that.
I was going to. I had suggested that we all do it, but
yes, you suggested it.
Oh well, I have a rope tied around me, but I'd make a one on my climb check.
All right. Are you climbing the rope, or are you trying to climb back up the?
I'm climbing the rope.
Okay, a one not gonna do it. You're apparently inept at climbing.
I don't know what it is, but I can't climb. Well, I'm stuck down here with you, Young. I'm going to live down here now.
You're just tough. Young, if you don't make any threatening moves, eventually they do come out. They come over to you. They just get their noses very close to you and just kind of sniff around.
I am just sitting there dangling my feet in the water with my eyes closed, kind of meditating, trying to think outside thoughts as I'm inside.
One of them takes a lick that pretty much just covers your body. One of them just kind of sits down and curls near you. The other one goes back over.
Well, I let them do their thing.
All right, we're going to make another attempt up the ladder.
What's Gideon, you're either just too tired or just, you never really learned how to climb a rope. And that's an awful long distance to the top.
I don't know.
At least I'm not having you fall.
Here, someone pull me up. Can't climb.
All right. Well, I mean, you left the other guys at the top. So if you want to, throw the rope around yourself, have somebody haul you
up. I had
up.
The rope around. I had another. We had attached two ropes once climbing, and then I'm going to use them as an aid while I climb.
Okay. with a lot of help.
Oh my god. Why does this dice not explode?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Calling down from the top, you hear Santiago say, "Stop trying to climb! Just let us pull you up!"
Okay.
Tully's thrashing about.
Right, anyway, after a while, Gideon, you are hauled to the top with a bunch of men looking at you just shaking their heads.
Get back to making light. You can do that, all right. Yes.
Well, at least I haven't lost my faith in God yet. So, or he hasn't lost his faith in me. Whatever. Let's go and check the freaking houses.
So anyway, that's, if everybody else wants to, just use the same method, they'll throw the rope down and several men will just haul you back up. Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Considering my negatives, yes, I'm not even going to attempt.
Alright, so let's go check some houses.
Before you depart there, Young, the beaver that has been camping near your feet hauls up, a fairly large shell and, drops it at your feet and does a little backflip in the air and goes back into the water.
Oh. You know, they could be under the water somewhere. There could be a underwater cavern. Huh, was the ghoul wet? Damn, that was such a good idea.
Depends on if they need to breathe or not.
Yeah, I know. Which, if they didn't,
yeah, they are not undead, so...
They didn't need to breathe. That would have been such a good... Oh, well. All right.
Just taking a look at the shell, it's not a conch, is it? Well, something like a blow.
No, it's like an abalone, although it's very large. It's like the size of, you know, almost twice the size of your fist.
Oh, they don't get that large, do they?
They can.
In deep, deep sea, they do.
So we have beaver otters. Interesting. Or, how would you say that?
I got no idea.
Would you call them bobbers, or would you call them betters?
Anyway, so you all go back up top.
I don't know. Young, are you coming up, Young? Or are you just going to stick down here and miss out on
I will
the
come
possible?
With you.
All right, good. All right, let's go. Let's check some houses and then come back down to where the plot is. I hope so. Damn it. I did not want all that climbing to be for nothing.
Right, so you go back up top, and you guys are kind of investigating around the cliff ruins. Is that what the idea is?
Okay.
Give me some bonus rolls.
Oh, no. No! I want to go play with the giant beavers.
The people with tracking, see if there's any...
Oh, people with tracking.
That's a good indication of where they've been.
Isn't that Jameis, who's currently not here?
Yep, that's Jameis. Yeah, he went.
I wasn't too sure if any of the NPCs had tracking.
Ah, yes.
Santiago does, actually.
Well, congratulations.
He's not able to find
they do, but they roll bad.
Why are we so bad tonight?
Actually, one other guy does.
Why are we so bad?
Speak for yourself. I'm doing pretty
being
good.
Being outside again, that feels so much better.
I'd look at the sun. Feel the warmth on my face.
I joined them.
Yep. You were in there for quite a while, so you know the sun is now over the mesa and it's shining its light onto the cliff face now.
The warmth of the sun.
As long as the track, well, did it matter? I got a 10 on tracking.
Yes, that matters. But did anyone get more than a 6 on notice?
I haven't quite a notice roll.
Okay.
Default. No, it was tracking. I think tracking.
Yeah, if you have tracking, Luke, don't worry about it. Your tracking shows you. So the two of you then, as you go through, notice that there is significant more motion through the ruins than there were the last time you were here. Last time you had noted the claw marks that were used on the cliff face to climb them up and down. You notice a few scratches on the runes. It looks like there has been a very large party of these things move through and down the cliff face recently.
So we went to this summer location.
Are our horses still there?
And what did you get on? What did you get on tracking, 10. Luke?
Say a 10. Face.
Okay, with a 10. Not only did they go down the cliff face, Luke, you're pretty sure they went down the cliff face the exact same way that you went down.
Oh, interesting. Well,
as in how we went down with Jung's help.
Mm-hmm. Like the same side of the cliff and the same area where you guys were just descending the cliff face when you left. Their trail leads right down the same kind of side of the cliff. Not only just the side of the cliff, it looks like it's the same path that you
used. So while we're here,
they're tracking us back.
Who'd like perdition here? Raise your hand.
I like the place, but...
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Don't have it. Oh, well. All right.
Well, that means we don't have to worry about us going to them anymore.
Yep. Well, let's... I hate this. These guys suck. Let's get out of here and no more playing with the giant beavers.
So whose bright idea was to come out here...
Shut your
hole. ...and scout it out...
Shut your
...without hole. Anybody else?
I was going to... I thought it was a wise idea to scout it out rather than rushing headlong and...
We were trying to confirm the location. We didn't know if this was the place or not.
Yeah. All right, well, scout man.
Would you prefer to have also just to come out here and just randomly walk around for a while?
Yeah. All right, enough pointing the finger.
You go out with a posse, you go out, you don't send out a group and then come back and say, yes, posse, it's over here.
Yes, that's exactly what you do. You send out scouts in the military all the time. Enough finger pointing. Down the wall, we need to track them away.
I'm just going to make sure that both barrels of my shotgun are loaded now.
Yeah. Before we follow the main group, do we want to just have a quick look at the other buildings to ensure there's not any others around?
I assume we do.
I think we went through all the buildings.
Everyone else who's making the other notice rolls were kind of going in and out, and you two just happened to notice this path going down. The rest of the guys, Santiago, Harvey, Terry, Jebediah, Jasper, they've all divided up the beaver meat, and they've got the pelt mostly intact. They've got it all.
Of course, the head's been unusable now.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, listen. The other thing with the pelt,
especially if you kept the tail on it, is that instead of making something out of it, once it's being salted or whatever, one of the reds or the other place might want to buy it, stick it up above the bar or something.
Yeah, I was going to use it as a prop. I was going to use it as a prop in my storytelling.
Well, I just want a nice souvenir, okay? Just a nice souvenir.
Well, you had some heart. Let's go! Tracking man, track them while we ride on our ponies.
They went that way. I say plenty of production without even checking.
You could track it basically to the edge of the shrubland there, but as soon as it gives out to desert, you're just not able to follow the trail, but it was definitely heading back along your back.
I don't know. Okay, so then...
Well, where did they go?
Can you track where we went? Can you track our previous trail?
So, because they're moving on foot and they're not on horseback,
things get blown over.
Well, no, I mean, we might have left a deeper trail than they did. Is that the
Pete? To answer you, the Indians had told you that these things were uncommonly fast.
So if they
possible that they could move as fast
as. So if they hit it out last night, didn't they hit Peridition last night?
Yes, they would. Exactly. They cannot hit it during the day, so they would have buried themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. If they could move as fast as a horse, and if they had headed out at first dark, they would have hit Peridition by then.
Yeah.
And we don't know if they were first dark, and we don't know.
Yeah.
They may have bedded down nearby. Is there any, those of you that are locals, is there any caverns or old abandoned mine shafts or whatever fairly near Perdition?
Well, all of them, kind of know, but, Jasper will speak up for everybody. He says, well, yeah, I mean, we got several mines, near the railhead. Of course, the railhead itself goes to the ground, you know, since you came up that way.
The railhead. Which might have been attacked since we left right afterwards.
Well, no, they can't travel during the day.
They might have been underground already when the rail started up again.
That could be it. Or they could have just buried themselves in the desert. Who knows? We'll
get back either way.
Can you track our trail?
It goes that way. It was Perdition.
Can he have tracked our trail exactly or not? Okay.
No, unfortunately, our trail's gone. That's fine. Because of the wind, and you've got dust, it just destroys the trail.
There was a lot of broken up ground in a patch about, you know, a couple of miles that way where something had burst through the ground that completely ruined the track.
Well, we likely did not take the exact trail that we took. But nonetheless, because, you know, big desert. Let's head back and see the check the railhead and et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Do you try to get swiftly. Back swiftly? Or do you keep this?
Try and get back.
This means riding rolls.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, this means riding rolls.
Yes, I make it.
I do not. I'm going to have to chip that because I don't want to die. Well, I don't want to fall over or whatever it is that we're going to be doing. Alright, watch
out. Sarah.
Wow, Sarah is just shining well above the rest of you today.
No, I'll make it now.
The mummy on the camel.
And, your future hopeful sheriffs are all just fine. Oh, wow.
So after having to spend a chip, I'll make it, yes.
Alright, Young, still made it. It's a 4.
Barely.
Okay. So yeah, you're able to all, to get your horses moving at a good clip and avoiding any catastrophe along the way, like falling off your horse. Sarah is uncommonly showing poise and grace on hers as she
did last time.
Yeah.
Yes. Sarah the horse.
She's proving to be an expert horseman.
Everybody's going
to
assume now you're an expert horsewoman.
Yeah. Not so much.
Given the amount of time that you used in planning and searching down there, you're arriving back to Perdition at dark.
Timing.
Oh, come on. You saw that happening. You saw it coming.
Everything. Of course. Including the ghouls. Mostly the ghouls and everyone else.
Okay. Including just dark is about what time? 8 o'clock? Oh, shit. I'm
summer,
late.
Is it?
Yes, you had a date.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Do we hear gunshots, fires, the screams of women?
Well, no, actually. I mean, you do hear the screams of women, but not in a bad way.
we're going past
the town.
To shut down that place.
The town seems as normal. Since it's still early dark, there are plenty of people in the streets. Most of these people, you know, just gotten off work and they're ready to spend some of their hard-earned coin in town. So there are many people, milling about and, everything seems fairly normal. Actually more understated than normal because the sheriff went on his particularly, hard bend the night before and arrested many people.
Do I know where Hattie would be? So, or have a conjecture? Oh, sorry.
Give me a second. And so, Zane, many people tip their hats out of you in respect.
Why not
and,
back?
you are not hearing the sounds of gunfire.
Okay, I'm going to head up to my hotel and see if there's any message from Dr. Lewis and...
Still on the mission here. Still on the mission.
Mission. Oh, yeah. No, I had a date. And I'm late. And it's your fault.
The mission. It comes before. Oh, my gosh.
She had a date with the opera and Richard Lewis. Good enough. Yes, the clerk at the desk tells you that Mr. Lewis did stop by and he told him that you had not yet arrived back in town and he left a message just to meet him at the opera house.
Okay, I'm going to run up to my room, do a very fast change, spruce myself up, and head out to the opera house.
Get the smell of beaver gland off you.
I did not put beaver gland on me. That is a guy thing.
That is a Gideon thing.
This is going to be so disappointing when I'm not able to play with the beavers.
And,
Hattie,
so who are you looking
Hattie,
for?
Wagney.
Well, I mean, the last several times you've seen her, she was at Red's. You don't really know if that was just because of business or if she spends time there, but you don't know.
Know where the Washitech, home station is?
Not here. It's not in town.
Yeah, okay.
It's the
so they just, they
which
just
is
have
outside
a.
Outside of town, yeah.
An office over there. Okay, I'll.
Yep, yep. Wasatch has nothing to do with this town, other than their men spend their money here. They don't have a house here.
Okay,
they own the land, but they've allowed.
Yeah,
people
I'll
to do this
ride here. Over there because maybe Hattie's over there, or maybe they've had some weird reports.
Hey, all right. What are the rest of you guys doing?
The town hall does have a basement.
Yes. Well, it's still under construction. They haven't finished the town hall.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
Yet.
Does it have a basement?
But yes, it does
was
have
it
a basement.
Was it getting built today? Was there people working on it today?
Were the people working on it today?
Yes.
If you ask around, yeah, some construction went on earlier in the day. They're waiting on materials to finish it off. It still needs a roof.
Okay.
But, yeah, there were workers there today.
I was going to head to, the Fallen Angel. Which is which? Which is the...
Fallen Angel is where the...
Fallen Angel
yes,
is the
that is where I was going to go. I was going to go there and see if Thomas Jefferson Stein was in.
why are people all just... why aren't people concerned about the ghouls that may be attacking the town any moment now?
I am.
Okay, good.
I go to Thomas Jefferson Stein.
If you wanted to have a big concentration of people, they would be at the opera, since the big show on town right now.
Yes, yes. Was partly why I was checking out the town, thinking about the town hall, thinking about what buildings, if they actually made it to town, would they be able to hide in?
Uh-huh. Well, there are very few buildings that have a below ground area. Both bars do because it's basically cold storage. The new courthouse does, and that's pretty much it. Lots of places have root cellars, but they're very small.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even stand upright in them. So, Gideon, do you ride off to the railhead?
Yeah, I hope that most people are following me.
Oh, unfortunately, there's
Check with the railroad workers that would have already come to town if there were any disturbances out there.
That is what I am doing.
Yes. Yeah,
because
instead of riding
Hattie
out
might
there.
Might have some more information.
Who?
Hattie, the local Wasatch Point woman.
Why is she out at the...
Because she's the local Wasatch Point woman. So she might be packing up for the day, or she might be at Red's. I'm hoping she's still working.
Well, why don't you ask the foreman that is with us if she only hangs out there?
Yeah.
But he still might have a bit of an eye.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, let's just settle a few things here real quick. Zane, Luke, and Yidid, you're the three that are basically still standing in the middle of town trying to figure out where you're going to go. Sarah, you've gone off, get cleaned up and going to the opera. Jefferson is in fact behind the bar today. It actually is less crowded, than you have seen in the past.
And I ask him in, Mandarin, have there been any stories today about workers disappearing and not coming back?
Same language, you'll reply back. Hard to say. Most of the workers haven't come in today. Yep. He looks at the clock over the bar and says, get a little late for it. A few stragglers
and
in here and there.
What about the stories from the people? Have they unusual smells in the mine today? Or in the railheads?
He kind of cocks his head to the corner and says, Bo over there just came in a few minutes ago. He worked all day at the mines. And there's a worker out there who's already, by the number of empty glasses in front of him, is well into his beer.
Then, yes, I will be going over and talking to the people that Thomas Jefferson Stein points out. There's, these people, maybe they're missing.
A bunch of Wasatch workers off the clock. Guy pointed out by the name of Bo is, he looks like he's already drunk. A few more of his friends are playing a hand of cards nearby. They're all drinking more leisurely. There's four men here.
I am in need of illumination, and I believe that you may provide such.
One of them strikes a match.
The illumination I require is not physical. It is answers to questions.
Bo looks up at you from over his beer glass and goggles at you for a minute. What you want, Chinaman? We're hiring right now.
I only require knowledge.
Technical difficulty. What happened? I'm sorry.
Nothing for you yet. Young is in the bar talking.
When you were at your place of employment today, did you notice anything? Was there any bad smells or people who went away to do a task and did not come back?
I'll say there's some bad smells. Smelled like somebody left a dozen eggs out in the heat all day long. Smelled it all day.
Could you give me a location of how to get there?
Smelled it everywhere. We were working on the rail line. It's just out at the railhead. There's probably some still people. Oh, there's got to be a bunch of people still over there. He looks around the room and says, heck, there's three crews missing.
Thank you for your time. May you...
The guys at the table are saying...
So I just run out of there.
One of them was about to pull out a chair at the poker table to try and win some of your money as you run away.
Too late.
Meanwhile, the three of you outside, sitting on your horses,
contemplating
the much quieter perdition street.
I was going to Wasatch anyway, because that's where I reckon they is, and that's where dynamite is. So, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, we're going to the railhead.
I was just going to ride over to the town hall and have a sniff around.
All right.
Bye.
Good enough. Town hall. It's the top floor is just framed out. There's no walls yet, and they're, as I said, still waiting on materials. Foundation's already laid, and the stairwell and all that's still there. So if you wanted to check the basement level, you can. There's no one really watching.
Yeah, I'm more interested to see if there's the odor of ghouls having camped down for the day.
All right, sure. Give me a notice roll.
Notice.
Nice. I'll get back to you. The other two have hopped on your horseback and are riding out to Wasatch. Young, you come out of the bar and your friends are no longer in the street.
What about the other NPCs?
No one gave them any specific orders, so they've kind of, if you want to designate one or two that you want to see, I'll let you do that. Otherwise, they would have dispersed and went to their favorite watering holes or just went home.
I thought Jim and I was still a foreman, so I would have asked them to come with.
Good enough. You grab Jebediah.
Yeah, I had made no uncertain terms that we were still on task to these guys.
All right. Well, fair enough then. You want to have everybody go with you then? Okay. So then when you step out, everyone's gone.
He goes by himself. Woohoo!
Well, yes, I will be riding through the town then, and I will fire a couple of shots in the air to try and get the attention of the sheriff as I leave. In the direction
and Zane's razor instincts picks up some of the shots. Right, Zane, while you're kind of poking around through the house here, you don't smell anything out of place downstairs, but as you come back up and you hear gunshots in the air, you pick up a whiff of that same smell. It's very faint, and it actually seems to be coming, not from this particular building, but just from the street itself. It's very faint, but it's there.
All right, so I run out the building.
And so,
see who's shooting off.
Zane, you're over here at night. And, Young, you were outside of the front of, so there you are. You're on First Avenue shooting your gun. People around you look at you and just shake their head like, oh, I can have another one of the stocks come the morning. So yeah, Young sitting in the middle of First Avenue just shooting his gun.
Well, I try and find the sheriff. I'm hoping to retract if he's...
Yeah, so I'll call out to him if he's, when I see who it is.
Ah, blah.
There's a faint odor around here.
Which direction is the wind blowing from? Is it coming from the...
It's, blowing, towards the, east.
So is that coming from the, railhead?
It's coming from the ocean.
No, actually it's not.
Is it coming from the church? Not that I'm there, but...
No, it's once again, it's the odor is very faint. And you're really not able to pick directionality from it.
I pull out my sigh and I stab it into the ground just to see whether they've somehow secreted themselves under the ground.
Yes, the ground has a high armor value in it.
But I must do at least one wound to the earth. Come on.
So, Sheriff, people are standing around and looking at you, wondering why you aren't arresting the mad
Chinaman. Because he's one of the deputies.
Actually, no, he never was. Actually, never mind.
I deputized him the other night. Anyway.
Am I at 5 or at 1?
Yeah, you're at 1. I moved you.
You're on there twice.
All right. There we go. So, I don't know if we should head over to Railhead where the others are, or wait around here in case there's some that aren't at the Railhead. Especially since it's night already, they're probably not at the Railhead any longer.
They are certainly more intelligent than beasts.
Yes, yes, so they may...
And, of course, we will not be underground when we are here.
That's right. they may have... How far away is the Railhead,
sir? On horseback, it's just a few minutes away. The town is basically built just outside of where the railhead was doing business.
So if so,
ten minute horse ride.
So if gunfire started up at the railhead, we wouldn't hear it, or we would hear it?
Well, considering how much noise is made at the railhead, kind of hard to tell. People are used to hearing loud noises out in that direction all day long.
Am I getting any bizarre odors at the opera house, or is it...
Okay. Give me a notice roll. Oh! Not at the opera house itself. There is, as you are suspecting, a very large crowd out here today. There are so many smells from women who have overdone the perfume and just the smell of sweat from so many people that it's kind of overwhelming. But on your way here, like just passing through the streets, you think you do catch just the slightest whiff of it. And, we're going to cut to the three guys on horseback that are running, to the railhead. And, as you, kind of go over a small rise. There's a small set of very low hills between the railhead and the town itself. You guys see fire coming from many of the buildings in the railhead kind of spread out in front of you there. You also smell oil, like burning
oil. All right.
Must not miss the game. Right.
Yep. All right. Let's...
Well, there's more than three of us, by the way. But
look down.
Oh, yeah. That's all the other guys.
Is it far enough away that we need a telescope or? Okay. No, I'm trying to pick out.
It just kind of spreads out.
People or movement down there rather than just.
Using the telescope, you see bodies, kind of lying about machinery, laying out in the middle of the open. Using the telescope, you can zoom in a little bit. They definitely look dead, especially when you notice that it looks like some wild animals had basically eaten their whole chest and stomach cavities.
Can you track? Yeah, we can give it a go. Damn, was the first reaction, of course.
Yeah, I mean, while he tracks, let us look and see if we can find anyone who's still alive.
And Santiago's here, too. You can also help track.
Yeah, sure. He will actually help as opposed to doing the primary. So let's see if he's any help to you here. Six aces, so... 8, that's with a raise, so plus 2 to your roll.
Okay, blink. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That way!
That's with multiple raises there. Well, not only that way, but you're seeing a few dozen different prints. They're all heading towards the town, and they kind of, you're kind of following it a little bit, and they kind of break up into groups as it looks like they're going towards town.
Yeah. We'll pick the largest one.
They'd be smarter than us. Oh, no, while we're here.
Oh, Gideon, you said you were going into the railhead to see if there were any survivors.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that, or are you going to follow them back?
I was assuming the tracking would take about 10 or so minutes, but.
It takes a bit, it'll take some time. Sure. Give me a notice roll while you're going through, the wreckage. And once again, a lot of the buildings are burning. Some of those buildings were holding oil.
And dynamite.
Fuel.
Yeah. Dynamite. I am doing my duty. I will ask, if anyone else wants to help. If they don't, I'm not going to think anything less of them for not helping.
Although you will, absolutely.
If you want to take all the five guys with you to do some control, yeah, they'll all pitch in.
Yeah,
well, if you want to take them for that, then that's what you're doing. Although Santiago is with.
Yeah. I was going to take everyone else to help search for survivors.
Okay. Quick initial search, no survivors. You're counting 25 people that are just dead on the streets, been ripped apart. It looks like they've been fed on as well. The big danger, as you're seeing as you're going through, is that there's lots of flammable liquid and dynamite in some of those buildings that are on fire.
Let's try to move it out. I mean, see if we can't.
You want to try and move the barrels and the crates?
Is there enough that I think we
gonna
can?
Gonna take time, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do run it. I do run in a few burning buildings just to look around and shoots my gun up in the air a couple times to say, hello, if there's anyone out there.
All right, fair enough. Let me pause this for a minute.
Get a one on your shooting roll and shoot one of the survivors.
Huzzahs! Well, clearly my plan worked out the best.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.